Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bucks.
Is it an echo in here?
And Raptors.
Raptors.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Finals.
Game one.
One.
Josh Lewenberg.
Berg.
NBA reporter. Porter. Toronto Raptors. TSN Sports. TSN 1050 Radio joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Josh, appreciate the time again, man.
Oh, no problem. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic. The Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a place that Bucks fans haven't been able to be in close to two decades. So Bucks fans are feeling great. The Raptors have been a little bit more taking up residency in the NBA playoffs as of late.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been busy, and that's, I guess, the biggest difference in terms of the rest versus rust debate that we always seem to have in the playoffs is the Bucks have been hanging around for most of the last week waiting for an opponent. The Raptors were busy with the 76ers, a seven-game series, and even Orlando. I mean, they ended that series in five games, but that certainly wasn't that was more taxing than the Bucks' four-game sweep of the Detroit Pistons, all four of those games. I think you could argue that either of those things are an advantage. The Bucks being rested and playing much fewer minutes than the Raptors have had collectively, and the Raptors, I mean, they feel good about, not to say that the Bucks haven't been tested, they've certainly been tested and they've earned the right to rest because they've played so well in the games that they played, but the Raptors feel like they've had to face adversity. They've been forced to overcome that adversity, and maybe that helps prepare them for what I would imagine ends up being a tough and perhaps a very long series.
Tell me this, because as Bucks fans, we're sick of Serge Ibaka. He's been a Bucks killer for as long as I can remember playing Serge Ibaka against the Bucks. Is there a guy that Raptors fans can't stand on this Bucks team that kills them every time they see him?
Well, I mean, it's probably George Hill. He's a guy that has been a thorn in Kyle Lowry's side for a long time, going back a few years ago to the Raptors' first-round series with the Indiana Pacers. Now, the Raptors won that series in seven games, but Lowry, I mean, he's got a complicated playoff history that most people are aware of. His bad games have been really, really bad. And his good games, which probably get a lot less attention, have actually been really, really good. But that was arguably the worst playoff series that he's ever played, or at least one of them. And George Hill and his defense has had a lot to do with it. Now, I would throw those other two point guards into the conversation as well, because Malcolm Brogdon did a really good job on Lowry in that playoff series, the first round series that the Raptors won in six games with Milwaukee back in 2017. And Bledsoe has fared pretty well against Lowry before as well. So I think those three point guards for Raptors fans are a concern. And then obviously Giannis is not somebody that the Raptors are looking for, or the Raptors fans are looking forward to seeing either. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And I'm happy you mentioned Serge Ibaka too, because he's been something of an X factor for the Raptors all play. Tweeted this out. The Raptors are 6-0 in the playoffs when Ibaka scores in double figures. They're just 2-4 when he doesn't. So, yeah, I mean, he's somebody that I think the Bucks will have to solve here.
You know, what's your thoughts on, most we've been seeing here of lately that, you know, best player in NBA is Durant, then Kawhi, and then maybe Giannis. Obviously, the matchup is going to come down between Giannis and Kawhi. What's your thoughts on the Kawhi-Giannis matchup?
The thing that has impressed me about Giannis all year long, and I've been a Giannis for MVP guy pretty much since the start, and even as Harden was doing what he was doing and during those stretches where Harden was just on fire, putting up 30, 40 points on a nightly basis, I mean, that was really impressive. But Giannis, so dominant, so consistently from start to finish all year long, to the point where maybe for a lot of people around the NBA, it almost became boring because it wasn't the headline, Harden scores 50 points or whatever. It was just, oh, here's Giannis again doing what he's been doing all year long. But I think that's sort of been the difference. Giannis has been doing it all year. Kawhi has taken chunks of the year off, either through load management or, as he put it, sort of going through those regular season games as if they were practice. And he sort of alluded to it all season long that there's another gear that he can reach that he's now reached in the postseason. So this will be really interesting to me. I'm not sure how much they'll face each other in terms of the head-to-head matchup. I think we'll see Pascal Siakam start games on Giannis, and then you mentioned Ibaka. He's a guy that you can throw at Giannis. Danny Green defended him some during the regular season, but ultimately with the game on the line, the biggest moments, I think we'll see Giannis on Kawhi and Kawhi on Giannis, and man, that'll be a fun matchup. One of the reasons why this series, one of many reasons why I think this series is so compelling.
Josh Lewinberg joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. You can follow him at JLew1050 on Twitter. Josh, what are Raptors fans' feelings right now on their likelihood of keeping Kawhi? On the outside looking in, it looks like right now they would be the favorites because of the season and the series that he's had here in the playoffs.
I think they've got a lot of things going for them, and I think, I mean, I know the Raptors organization feels good about their chances, if for no other reason than they've done everything. The deal is they've really worked to build a mutual trust with Kawhi that extends beyond the personal relationship. It's the commitment to me.
I think we lost him.
Did we just lose him?
Where is he, in Toronto?
He's here at the Pfizer Forum. So he's here at the hotel. Okay. Oh, man, that stinks. All right, well, we appreciate it.
It will happen before I ask my question.
Well, right, that's understandable. I think Josh Lewinberg just left when he heard that you were going to ask the next question. Probably.
That's probably what happened, I would agree.
We appreciate Josh Lewinberg for joining us from 1050 TSN up in Toronto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.